give you a little quick story here because folks don't know. But when I was 16 years old, I got licensed. Now, John, I'm nothing like John Francis here. I mean, he's the elite. But my father taught me. We got licensed at a young age. I had to shave somebody. Now we're talking in the 70s, John. Imagine this. So I was kind of lucky. Here's my little claim to fame. I did cut hair. I was charging $10 when I was at Penn. I would charge people $10 to cut their hair. I remember as my senior year, because I want to ask you if this ever happened to you. I used to charge $10 or I would barter. And there was one particular gal, you'll read about this in my memoir, by the way, Simply Between Millions from Wall Street to Hollywood. I talk about how I used to cut this one woman's hair, senior year, where the barter was, I would cut her hair for free. And she, all she had to do was, she was topless. So, I mean, that was a nice little treat. I mean, that's true. I used to have long, beautiful hair, flowing hair, and I would just give her a little trim, and I got the little benefit of... So, John, has that ever had a little barter action or not?
You know what? When I first got going, before I even was assisting, I was just in beauty school, there may have been some of that coming out of clubs at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when I would say, no, I'm going to do your hair right now, and then they go... Do you really have your stuff? And I go, check it out. You know, open up. We out the parking lot. They'd see my stuff in the car. And I, all right, let's go, you know. So I don't know if that had to do with bartering or it was just the time of the night of the club and the cocktails.
Right. All that is. Or the year. Because we're talking the 70s and the 80s is, you know, well, I guess it's wild times now.